Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball! Hey, we're back. Back to the show. I Breed Baseball with Nick DeToro. It's been a couple of weeks, a week or two. It's Memorial Day. Memorial Day, and I got a sinus infection. My head's pounding, but my heart is still wanting more baseball and more baseball. But, you know, I tell you what's been bothering me. You know, I mean, I coach Little League out here in California, and I got a bunch of characters on my team, and people go, why do you do it? Why do you do it? You know, and I think about it because, you know, I was like, because my son isn't even playing on the team anymore. He graduated the Little League, and I just, you know, I love the purity of it. I love the excitement of it, and I got some interesting kids. I mean, I got this one kid that's really driving me to, like, drink. He's a really, oh, my God, this kid is just, I've seen some kids, but this kid, you know, he breaks them all. I mean, I don't want to name names. I got some funny kids on my team, and I like kids. I do. And I mean, I tried to be his friend. That didn't work. Tried to be, you know, you try to reprimand him. He shows me up on the mound. He shows me up in front of his teammates. And, you know, just touching on, you know, but I still, at the end of the day, I enjoy the game because it's at its purest level. And, you know, I like kids. And, you know, that's where the dream starts. But, you know, this year, I'm always excited about baseball. And I'm watching the MLB Network all day. I'm 24/7, you know, following my mediocre Yankees. And that's what this is about, mediocrity. I mean, you know, I'm like, what is missing for me? Something is missing. There's a spark. As much as I love the game, as much as I look at my old pictures and old scrapbooks and think about, you know, some great games or great moments and all my jerseys and my helmets and my hats. But, you know, let's face it, man. It's gotten to the point that, you know, being mediocre is like the norm now. There's no great teams out there. Let's face it. I mean, the Giants have been a very good team the last few years. But there's just something is missing. The spark. I don't know. It's not because the Yankees and the Red Sox series rivalry is not the same. The stadium is not the same. I mean, the Yankees, let's start with the Yankees. It's like, really, we've become like a 500 team. We were 12 games over. Now we're like one game over, and we should be happy after we lost 10 out of 11 that we're one game over. And we're going to start over. You know, we lost a lot of tough games, but let's face it. You know, you watch this team, and yeah, they have some talent, but then they have a million holes. They're not deep. They have a big payroll, but they don't have a real soul. I really don't know who they are, you know, from top to bottom. You know, build a team. You know, look at the Royals. At least they have a chemistry. At least they have a group of guys that have been coming up together. And they're building a good team. But what I'm saying is the big teams, even the Dodgers, I mean, they have a decent record. They're mediocre. All these divisions. I mean, you look at the Mariners were supposed to be something. Now the Mariners are like, you know, under 500. Cano, you know, you give him all this money. He's doing nothing over there. You know, same thing with Pujols, these big contracts. Maybe it's the contracts. Don't give 10 years. Don't give 7 years. Don't give. If these guys had to go from year to year, you know, if they were in danger of their salary going up or down based on their performance, I'm listening, more power to them. I mean, I love, you know, as an actor, you know, you'd love to get a contract for 5 years, but you don't usually. Got to prove yourself, man. You got to stay hungry. And that's really what it comes down to, you know. I mean, that's why when you look at a high school game or you look at a minor league game, you know, these guys, they're trying to make it. They're still hungry. But it's become so mediocre. Look at the AL West. You got the Angels with a lot of money, mediocre. I mean, the Astros. I mean, who were the Astros? Bunch of kids in there. 10, 12 games over. I mean, they went from last to first. All these other teams. Texas was 12 under. Now they're at 500. Prince Field is hitting the ball. Beltre, they're starting to hit the ball. But, I mean, it's like, you know, all these 500 teams. I mean, the Cardinals, you could say, have remained, you know, relevant, and they seem to know how to get it done, how to be a very, very good team. But you're missing the powerhouses. You know, look at the Nationals are a good team, and they're starting to show that they're the class. But there's just the competition is just so much interleague play. There's so much mediocrity that, you know, you don't have the great teams of like the 70s. You know, you don't have the big red machine. You don't have the mustache, the swinging A's. You don't have the Yankees when the Yankees in the late 70s or even in the mid 90s when they were really good. And the Braves were really good. And they were really good teams, you know. I think excellence is better than mediocrity. You know, we've become a society where, you know, now, you know, being mediocre is okay. Oh, that's okay. Good try. You know, this is... No, it's not okay. You know, the quality of life, the quality of movies, the quality of a lot of things have gone down the tubes, in my opinion. You know, I want greatness. You know, you want to strive to beat, you know, a great team. Because when you knocked off the Dallas Cowboys or you beat this team, you know you did something. You know, and there's that fierce rivalry. There's that intense hatred, whatever it is. You need teams to hate. You need a villain, and you need, you know, you need the good guys. But and it's just become too. That's why I kind of like Bryce Harper, because Bryce Harper, in a way, you know, whether you like him or dislike him, he's got that attitude. He agitates you. There's an edge to him. I mean, I saw him get thrown out the day because he wouldn't step in the box. But, you know, he's got a point. You know, these umpires, you know, they are so, you know, they love their power. They love the power, and they love the, and sometimes, you know, they're too trigger happy. You know, they need to take it easy. You know, with instant replay, all this, you know, guys should be able to voice. You know, like, we can't even argue anymore. They took out the argument because of all this stupid, you know, remote control or whatever you call it, replay. Now you can't have a good argument. You know, guys, you can't kick throw dirt or kick dirt on a guy and come out and really come nose to nose. By the time you come out, you're thrown out. You say one thing, you're thrown out. It's like, you know, the dictatorship. You know, it's like, you know, we got to get it right. But you've lost the human element. You know, a bang bang play. We gotta analyze it. Oh, we gotta review it. Here we go to the review. I just feel. I don't know. I feel like, you know, all these teams, like Padres were supposed to be really, really good. They were thrown together. The Giants are coming on. The Dodgers, I mean, the Cubs are, you know, they're up and coming. But this is like so much like parody. There's so much, you know, and that's what you get in the NFL. That's what you get, I mean, in a lot of sports today, you know, parody is in. You know, I like greatness. I like the great teams. You like the Lakers or the Celtics. You know, on the Yankees when they were great, or when teams were great, like, you know, the Niners, and, you know, in football, you know. I mean, you know, I kind of laugh about the Patriots because you got to have someone to hate, and like they're the bad guys, and, you know, they're always looking for an edge. But, you know, they have been great for a long time. You have to say, you know, do they cheat? Yeah, they're cheaters, but, you know, on a certain level. But they're still very, very good, and you need that. You know, you need the competition. It's too watered down. It's too, you know, there's 85 teams trying for the playoffs when, you know, you really got to earn your way to get in. I mean, look at the American League East right now. The Yankees are one game over 500. They were 10 games over 500 a week ago. The week and a half made me sick. It ruined my whole week. I was so disgusted watching them lose one-run games, then get blown out. And they were finding every which way to lose because they're not a deep team. You know, you can't have these, you know, you replace guys at second and short that can't hit. You know, you got a guy in right field that won't slide for a ball. You know, I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, if I saw that, I'm like, I'm not putting this guy in right field. I'm just not doing that. That's just me. You know, you got to go all out. You know, at least give me my money's worth. I mean, they got a great bullpen, but they're just such a, you know. But, you know, look at the division. The Red Sox are watered down. All right, the Orioles, you know, people say they'll probably, maybe they're the class of the division, but the Tampa Rays are in there. Yeah, everybody's at 500. I mean, it's not, to me, it's missing something. It's missing, I don't know, everybody is put on a pedestal for, and that's why I'm not as excited right now. I want to be excited. I want to be thrilled. I want to be moved. You know, I mean, I love the game. I can't get enough of it. I'm always watching it, but a lot of times I find myself being bored with, you know, just the fan reaction, the fan crowd. I know they're drawing, but it's not the same interest. It's missing something, you know. It's missing that edge, you know. I mean, and I think because they've integrated too much with this instant replay is just too much. It's taken a lot away, a lot of the human element away. Ballparks have become watered down. I mean, Yankee Stadium, I mean, you look at the games, you know, every game, they're on TV a lot. And they have 40,000 there, 35, 40, 45, but there's nobody in the box seats. It looks bad on television. I'll tell you, you know, you put some seat fillers, put the people that, at least because on TV, it looks really bad that the box seats are always empty. You know, it's just, it doesn't have the same look or the same feel. And maybe the year will get better. You know, like I said, there's a couple of nice stories. You know, the Astros, if they can ride this Cinderella and be for, but it's a long year. Who knows? I mean, they're 12 games up now, but you know, they could be 12 games down in 2 weeks. But they look like they're pretty tough. They're handling the American League pretty good. I mean, the Tigers have their problems. They're doing fairly well. The Twins have been surprising people. You know, but people can say, you know, we like playing, you know, even playing field and all that stuff. But me, I want those great teams. I long for those rivalries. There's no rivalry. I mean, I don't see it. I don't feel it. Even the Yankees Red Sox. I went to a Yankee. I went to the 19 inning game, and there was no fights. There was no real animosity. I mean, I'm looking. I need somebody to dislike. I need to get angry about something. I need to be upset about something. I mean, I get upset when I'm watching the game sometimes by what I see and moves that are made. But that's just me, you know. That's just me. But I just wish, you know, I don't know. I wish, you know, the competition. I wish it was a little more, you know, American League versus National League, and every day it's like, you know, who's playing who. You know, I've lost a little bit of that, I don't know, a little edge, you know. I still love going to the ballpark. I love watching the game in person, but something's missing. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I mean, I think this is what it is. I just think that it's too much. It just seems like this, you know, there's not enough character in the game. There's not enough. You like the Yankees and the Royals. They were showing highlights of the 70s Yankees Royals. Those were great. Those were great games. Great team. I mean, they started to dislike each other, hate each other. I mean, from 76 to 81, it was fantastic. The baby blue uniforms of the Royals, George Brett, Freddie Patak, Frank White, John Mayberry, Al Cowens. I mean, I can go on and on, you know, Dennis Leonard, Paul Splitoff and the Yankees, Mickey Rivers, and Willie Randolph, Thurman Munson, Nettles against Brett against Billy Martin. A pine tar. It was great. Chris Chambliss, I was there. Game 5 on a cold night. I was in high school, 76, side tied 2-2. Chambliss hits the home run. The Yankees win the pennant for the first time in 12 years. It was just fantastic. It was magical. And then in 77, they actually had us down. We came back, and Reggie pinch hit. Reggie was benched. Game 5 in KC and came through, and the Yankees came from behind to win the game. Unbelievable. And then we took them in 78. Then they got us, and I was there in 80 when Brett hit a bomb off of, I guess it was payback. They, you know, the Yankees had beat them a bunch of series, like the Dodgers, and the Yankees got them in 77, 78. 81 was payback. You know, the Yankees were up 2-0, and then the Dodgers won 4 straight. You know, it just were great. I mean, the Yankees, Dodgers, why don't they play? You know, I don't know why they're not on the schedule. If you're going to have interleague play, the Yankees must play the Dodgers. Now, the history of, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers, you know. I mean, I don't get Yankees and the Giants. They should play. This is stupid, you know, this interleague play. You got teams like, who cares? Who cares the Colorado Rockies are playing the Seattle Mariners, you know. It's just a joke. I mean, that's why, you know, when you look at the 70s and you look at even in the mid 90s and to them when the Yankees had that great run with the core four. I mean, it was special. It was magical. You know, you know, and maybe you'll get that with the modern day Royals that are building a good program. I mean, you've kind of the Giants kind of they're the closest thing of a team that's like a real team. You know, they look like a real team, like a real bunch of guys, Hunter Pence and all those guys. I mean, they're actually, you know, actually remind me of a little bit of they know how to win. You know, they know how to get it done. And you know, the Cardinals have been a good organization. They're just smart, man. They just get it. You know, they know what they're doing. I mean, look, even with Pujols, they knew not to give him all those years. These guys, then when they're old guys, or you know, so I'm looking for, you know, something to spark me up, something to get me excited. You know, I don't know what it is, but maybe I need to get my hands dirty, get down on the field. You know, would I like to coach a game or, you know, manage a game? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just feel like, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm always you know, looking for something that's like, okay, what is it? What is it about the game that could make it better? You know, and I watched it 24/7, and I mean, it's just, you know, all the day these guys analyzing, doing the same programs, and you know, they need to loosen it up, man. They need to spark up the league and the game itself. It's too watered down. So my piece of advice is, you know, let's get some great teams. Let's stop being mediocre as a country, as a society, as a league. The Major League Baseball is supposed to be the Major League Baseball, MLB, was supposed to be the best of the best. But right now it seems like, you know, there's too many teams. It's too saturated with you know, guys that are like, you know, should be in, you know, I don't know, somewhere else. You know, I want those 70s. I want that big red machine. So, I mean, I feel, I don't know. I guess that's why I'm a little bit funk, you know. Like, sometimes you're like, what am I going to talk about? Yeah, I could talk about this, I could talk about that. But I'm like, what is it? I got to, get me excited, man. Do something. All right. We'll talk soon. All right. I'll see you down the road. Later.